Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitors Health Cover. Narito upang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. Tumawag sa 03-9682-1273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitors Health Cover ngayon.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Nahaharap sa maraming panganib araw-araw ang mga bombero at dumaranas ng hindi malaman na mga pagkagambala sa kanilang personal na buhay. Lubos na umaasa ang Australia sa mga voluntaryong bombero para maproteksyonan ang mga tahanan at komunidad. Paano nga ba maging isa sa mga tunay na buhay na pambansang bayani? Sa tampok na ulat ni Josipa Kosanovic na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ayon sa Australasian Fire and Emergency Service Authorities Council, ang pangunahing lupon para sa serbisyo sa sunog at pang-emerhensiya sa mga naganap na bushfire ng taong 2019-2020, nasaksihan ang pinakamalaking pagtutulungan ng bawat estado sa pag-deploy ng mga tauhan ng Fire and Emergency Department. Mahigit sa 17 milyon na hektarya ng lupa ang nasunog sa buong bansa. Ito'y walang katulad at sa pagkakataong ito pa lamang nangyari. Sa Australia, ang mga serbisyo sa sunog sa mga lungsod at bayan ay mga organisasyon ng estado at teritoryo. Kalimitan, kailangan na nakatira o nagtatrabaho ka ng medyo malapit sa volunteer brigade kung saan mo nais na tumulong. Una, kailangan mong magsumite ng pagpapahayag ng iyong interes. Si Captain Phil Townsend ay nagvoluntaryo para sa Country Fire Authority o CFA sa Kisbra Fire Brigade sa Victoria. Anya, ang paglapit sa brigade para magpahayag ng iyong kagustuhan na sumali ay isang direkta at simpleng proseso sa pamamagitan ng internet. O maaari ding bumisita sa iyong local fire station.
Drop in at your local CFA station and talk to anyone there and they will put you in contact with the secretary or the captain or the recruitment officer, and they'll take it from there. They'll get all your details, get you to come down for a bit of an interview, bit of a talk, and then if you're successful, they will give you the paperwork to fill out. Within hopefully a month, you'll be able to start some training.
Ang tagumpay ng iyong aplikasyon ay pangunahing nakasalalay sa kung mayroong bakanteng pwesto sa iyong local brigade. Ang uri ng iyong paglahok ay matutukoy base sa iyong kasanayan, commitment at kakayahan na magtagal sa brigada. Ani Captain Phil Townsend ng County Fire Authority, nagbago ang proseso ng training dahil sa pandemya.
Now, due to COVID, or partly due to COVID, we've actually going across to a computer-based module, and that'll be done, from home if you so want to do that, or you can sit at the station, use the station computer. But a lot of that will be done via computer now. But there still will be some practical aspects of the course.
Voluntaryo ang pagpapatakbo para sa operasyon ng mga bombero. Dagdag pa ng Chief Executive Officer ng Australasian Fire and Emergency Service Authorities Council na si Stuart Ellis, kailangan din ng mga fire brigades ang mga volunteer na may iba't ibang hanay na mga kasanayan para sa suporta o mga non-operational na tungkulin.
There's a range of support and administration capacity, radio operators and coordination personnel that every volunteer fire brigade needs. So it doesn't just need people who are prepared to be operational firefighters.
Sinunda ni First Lieutenant Stuart Matalis ng CFA ang yapak ng kanyang ama at naging isang volunteer firefighter 16 na taon na ang nakakalipas. Anya, mahalaga para sa isang brigada na makapaglingkod sa komunidad nito sa isang pamamaraan na sensitibo sa kultura.
In non-operational roles, there's the community education and community engagement, which is a really big important part of what we do, because prevention is always better than suppression. So going out and talking to children at schools, talking at community events, spreading fire safety messages is something that you can do. It's important that the community organisations reflect the communities that they serve. We want people from diverse communities and diverse backgrounds, and our strength is our diversity. So the more people we can have involved, the better it can be.
Sumasang-ayon si Captain Phil Townsend ng CFA.
And I've actually got people on the truck that can talk some other language. That is so helpful, because they can engage with parts of the population in that area so much better than what myself coming from an English-speaking background. So it's great for engagement, great for support, and they can deal with things in a culturally sensitive manner as well. And it helps the emergency workers to also engage with that community. It's fantastic.
Ayon pa kay First Lieutenant Stewart Matalis ng CFA, ang mga operational volunteers ay maaari ding tumanggap ng mga non-operational na tungkulin.
We also look after road crash rescue and also, you know, some of the more light-hearted stuff like assisting with animal rescues. Only last week our brigade actually rescued a small duckling from a drain. So we do, you know, a wide variety of things. You get to help out in your community, not just fires, but, you know, road accidents, rescues, all those kind of things, and be a really, you know, participate in your community and make a difference.
Ang ipinanganak sa France na fly-in, fly-out worker na si Virginie Eastwood ay may dalawang batang anak. Siya din ay isang volunteer firefighter sa Mount Kilcoy Sandy Creek Rural Fire Brigade sa Queensland.
I'm living in a room where he has no access to a babysitter. So I always have friends where I can drop all the kids. If I can't go, my husband will go. It's so rewarding to be able to work with different people and feel like I did something right and feel like I did something good for Australia and for the people here.
Naniniwala si First Lieutenant Stewart Matalis ng CFA na mahalaga ang suporta ng pamilya upang maging isang volunteer firefighter.
I think you can't do it without your family support because obviously you're away from your family and for long periods of time, you know, share and have the support of the people around you to let you do what you have to do.
Bahagi ng pagiging isang operational volunteer ang mga mapanganib at potensyal na buwis buhay na sitwasyon, ngunit ayon Captain ng CFA, Phil Townsend, hindi agad-agad na sumasabak ang mga bagong recruit.
What we like to do is, once they finish the course, see them in action at training for a few weeks, obviously, see how they're coping. Now, when it comes to bushfires and things like that, I certainly wouldn't be throwing a brand new recruit on the back of a truck going and fighting, you know, massive bushfires. I believe that takes 6 to 12 months of just your local jobs before I would throw someone into something like that. Yeah.
Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitors Health Cover. Narito upang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. At sa Medibank, maaari nyo kaming kausapin sa inyong wika. Nagsasalita kami ng hanggang 160 wika. Narito kami para sa inyo upang maging at home kayo kahit pagaano kayo kalayo sa inyong mahal sa buhay. Tumawag sa 03-9682-1273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitors Health Cover ngayon.